This is episode 14 of Minimal Filters. We dedicate today's episode to all the students studying for finals, finishing up reports, and hating their goddamn lives right now. We are making this pod for you today to give you a quick shot of endorphins, which we know is exactly what you all need right now. On today's show, we have a guest who will remain anonymous that we will call Female X. We talk about non-disclosure agreements, sugar daddies, and even sex stores? We then bring back our Get Burnt segment to let the fans take out their stress on both Kale and I. And as you all know, we will clean ourselves off with the shower thought of the day. Here we go.
We talk about life, partying, masturbation,
how to find love,
being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't bite down on something. You literally bite up.
What? What? This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Shoddy. What exactly is a Shoddy? Well, the Shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's T-H-E-C-H-O-T-Y.com, and order one. Use our special discount code, MFERS, that's capital M-F, lowercase E-R-S, for an extra 10% off your order. And, like, again, I've said this fucking every single podcast, but go buy one. You guys haven't fucking been great fans. You haven't been buying these goddamn shots.
I don't know, man. I feel like we've had great fans. Before we start, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Go buy a shot. They look sick. Nathan is rocking his right now. He's wearing the Mine, Don't Be a Dick
mine's
one,
the Don't Be a Dick, which is great for me. Like, it's a good reminder to myself every day I see it. It's like, you know what? Let's be nice people today. Mm-hmm. Let's figure yourself out.
Let's don't be a dick today.
Yeah. Before we start the pod today, Kale and I just have a quick message. Just so you know, our Instagram stories are meant to be cringe.
Yeah.
We're not.
I just actually just wrote that down to my end of the
In case you guys ever went to language arts class or anything like that, it's called irony.
Yeah, is that what it?
Not iron, like you learn in, iron. I think, is it physics? Chemistry.
Chemistry.
It's not iron. It's irony. So we're making ourselves appear as annoying YouTubers, but it's all for fun.
Yeah, but they're actually like...
Listen to what we're fucking saying.
They are informational too.
Yeah. On that note of being annoying YouTubers, hit that follow button on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, subscribe to our YouTube because we are going to be getting some sweet content going, especially in the new year. Kale and I have a new setup going. Mm-hmm. There'll be some cool interviews. We're going to tease. That's about all we got. I don't want to tease too much
more.
We're just
going to have there'll be multiple, and it might be on the weekends.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right. So our interview with Female X includes, and I hope I'm remembering all of this right, we have blowjobs, drive-thrus, sex stores, sugar daddies, strap-ons, and even feet. And that doesn't even name all of it, right?
And the word pegging.
Yeah.
And lacrosse, and those go hand in hand.
I don't think I named all of it, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. How about you just fucking listen to it instead and go through all that?
Female X, she's kind of a baddie. I'll be honest. She's kind of a baddie.
I didn't tell her this during or after, but she's got such a sexy voice, too.
Yeah, like there's times when we're doing interviews with female guests. I'm not going to name names, but some of them have just nice voices.
We've actually had so many interviews with female guests. It'd be hard for you to go.
But
her voice is great. She's got a great voice.
After our interview, we will read out all the roasts that you, the fans, and the haters sent us because we just want to put your mental health above ours.
Yeah, I don't really care about mine. As long as you guys are doing good, I'm happy.
Yeah,
if you're happy, I'm happy.
But don't worry, Kale and I will have a quick comfort cats talk after the podcast.
Oh, I came in.
Let's talk about all our feelings and emotions. I mean, it's 2021, almost 2022. I think it's right for men to express themselves.
100% it is.
I saw an awesome post on Facebook. I can't remember who shared it. I think it was my grandma. But it was like a train, like it was on a C train or whatever. And it was like an advertisement. And it was like, real men don't cry. But it crossed out the don't cry with talk about their emotions. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Real men.
You know what they could have done on that sign is just crossed out don't instead. So it's real men cry.
I think that's true.
It would be a lot more simple.
I also think they should have put wear pink. You know,
I was
back in the day
when real men don't wear pink, cross out don't.
Yeah, what a fucking
real men
joke.
Wear pink.
Real men wear pink.
But yeah, for that segment that we were just talking about for the get burnt. Last time, I think I mentioned how like I kind of quickly scrolled through just to like see how many there were, and there was a couple I like caught my eye and I quickly read. I'll admit. This time I haven't even opened the document yet.
Yeah, me neither. I think, like you said, we went through the responses quickly last time. Like, yeah. I didn't read every single one because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But there was a couple really good ones that I wish my initial response had been for the pod. So this time we just didn't even touch it. I just looked at the number. So my feelings are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And they're going to get hurt for the first time by these words.
Right. Because words actually do hurt people. Some of you don't fucking know that.
I don't think people understand.
Yeah. Words mean a lot. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The last time Nathan and I read each other's, this time we're going to read our own. Just kind of like how they do it on Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. Fuck.
So
which Jimmy is it?
I
asked you this last time.
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy from Yellowstone?
No. Fuck that, Jimmy. He's annoying this season.
I think he's just having a hard time right
something's
now.
Something's going to happen with him because they start every episode with Jimmy.
Yeah, something's going to happen. What if he just suddenly like takes over the world? Like he takes over the triple sixes or whatever he's on?
Four sixes.
It's sorry,
four
what?
Sixes. Four. There's four sixes.
24?
If it's three sixes, that'd be the number of the beast.
Oh, shit.
That'd be pretty fucked up.
Did I just summon a demon?
I hope not.
To our apartment?
I think so.
If he comes, I'll fucking leg wrestle him. How's that?
You'll lose. Everyone knows from last podcast, Nathan loses.
Whatever.
Leg wrestles.
After we get into Get Burnt, we'll get into some small talk. Just kind of what Caleb and I have been up to lately. What we've been experiencing at the club, including, you know, how dumb the world is becoming. And also Kale's accidental 3-day bender that he went on at the beginning of final season.
Yeah.
Absolutely no idea why.
Which you might be able to hear in my voice. I'm a little coarse today. I might cough a couple times. If
you know,
I do, I'll try to get
I actually,
mic,
I heard there's this magic thing called don't be a pussy. It actually helps with, you know, not being sick.
Is there a shot that says don't be a pussy or is it just don't be a dick? Which you should fucking listen to right now.
I'm just saying, man. I think you'll feel better.
I'm just saying.
I think you'll feel better.
Okay. Actually, I just took some Buckley's and fuck, that was disgusting. I should call Fuckleys.
All right. Let's get ready for the interview. So for the context of our interview with Female X, we had a female, a good-looking one, by the way, reach out to us saying she has many stories that she thinks would be perfect for a podcast. But because of certain details of some of the stories and also her current, I guess you'd call it, sugar daddy?
Yeah.
Can you call that a relationship? Like,
yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
You can.
All right. Because of her current relationship, she wants to keep her identity a secret, which we will absolutely agree to because we are complete gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to call her, whether it's Mary Longbottoms, Cardi D, or even, I don't know, Michelle Obama, just know this is a stellar interview and we had a lot of fun doing it.
And no, that wasn't a hint at the fact that it's Michelle Obama because it's not. We try to get
her
on.
Guys, we swear it's not Michelle Obama.
Brock wouldn't let us.
All right, let's send it over to what we will continue to call her. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Female X. All right. Today, we are very excited to have on a secret guest who will not be named. They are not only a big fan of ours, but they're also going to give us unfiltered stories today on everything from sugar daddies all the way to whack sexual encounters. We are removing the minimal for this interview with a very special guest that we are going to call Female X. Thank you, Miss Mysterious, for coming on today. Two quick questions to start. Number one, how is your day going? And a completely unrelated question this interview, what is your name?
So funny.
Almost gotcha.
You know, worked my office job, so this will be a nice change up for me.
Awesome.
Change of scenery.
I hope this isn't anything like your office job, because this is, yeah, a little bit different. want me to ask the first question?
Yeah, you can go right ahead.
So you mentioned to us that you have a seeking arrangement, not a sugar daddy. So I'm actually curious, what is the difference between the two and how much does this man pay you?
Okay. So, I mean, I met him on Seeking Arrangement, which is actually for sugar daddies and older men.
Okay. Okay.
But I came across his profile and he was 28 and fairly attractive. So I'm like, oh, this guy isn't real. Well, we ended up like matching, like he messaged me and pretty much his thing is like, it turns him on to like pay a girl. Like he obviously does really well, but
that's a kink. Much, yeah.
Yeah. So, and his big thing is he like, I mean, so pretty much like we go on normal dates and stuff, but of course, you know, we do other stuff as well.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And his, big thing is he's super into blowjobs. So that was kind of part of the
Okay.
Get that or not.
Nice. Okay. How much money do you make from this guy?
Okay. So he actually just upped me to $4,000 a month.
Holy fuck. That's a full-time job.
Yeah, and we only meet 2 times a week, so it's actually not too bad. And if I want to meet up with him more, then it's like $500 per time. So,
oh my god, that's like, is life just fucking easy for girls sometimes, eh?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I couldn't bring myself to deal with like an old man, but I was like, this guy's actually attractive. We get along really well, so
yeah. He's only 28, so I guess that doesn't really.
It's not even that much of like an age difference.
No, exactly. And like if there's attraction, then it's not hard to do it. Like I'm not
yeah. Okay.
Oh wait, are you saying you're in love?
Not in love, but you know.
You can have fun without being in love.
He probably listens to this, he's gonna start crying because he's like, I recognize that voice. Like,
I know this girl. God.
I hope no one recognizes my voice.
Okay. We'll stay on that. Do you tell many people that you have like this sugar daddy going on? Or like is that something that like you find embarrassing to tell people about?
So I'm pretty open with it, like with my friends, and this is actually kind of funny to say, but like my mom knows about it. She doesn't know that I'm like,
you know. Oh shit.
Yeah. She just thinks you like go on dates basically, or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, with a ton of money. So yeah. It's kind of weird, but.
The rated PG stuff. That's what we'll stick with.
Yeah, exactly. He just wants a companion.
I honestly want to find a 20-year-old female to just fucking pay me $4,000.
Like, so Seeking Arrangement is the website.
Yeah.
Is there like what, like, could I go on there and find a sugar mommy?
So I've had like guy friends go on there, and I guess there's not many females.
Yeah, I figured.
I guess you got to stand out though. I think we would stand out pretty well. We have a fucking podcast. So, I mean,
It would be like, they'd be like, this guy's got to be a celebrity basically, even though we're sitting in our 2-bedroom apartment right now.
Yeah. Do you have any like advice that you would give to any of like the other female listeners of like how to find that sugar daddy if it's not on this website, or like how to, like, do you have like a bio on that, I guess, website or Seeking Arrangements? We have to like kind of tell about yourself, or how does that work?
So yeah, you have to kind of like, you give information like what you're looking for. So like some girls would go on there like wanting their tuition paid or like something like that. Which is kind of funny to me, but anyways, but I get like a lot of DMs from like sugar daddies, which I'm not as comfortable with because it just seems a little bit less safe and I don't really want to get murdered.
Yeah. Instagram's probably not the best place to find a sugar daddy. I mean, I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but I just don't think that's the best place.
What did your bio say on yours?
My bio?
Yeah.
Well, I can't,
you can't like say that because everyone can just look her up.
But like, was there anything like crazy you kind of mentioned to like catch the eye of the male?
Okay, I have to think of like how to phrase this so that I don't give myself away.
Give a broad term, like just a broad advice for girls looking for sugar daddies. That's all you have to give right now.
I mean, just go on Seeking Arrangement and just kind of like,
you have right, to there you go.
Really,
no free advertising. Yeah,
no free ads.
We have to bleep out
Seeking Arrangement. This whole thing.
We'll make a deal with them.
Yeah, we'll talk to them. We're gonna get into. Actually, should we get in? No, let's get one. Let's get one out question out of the way. Do you have daddy issues by chance?
I mean, does it sound like it?
I mean,
no,
I,
no comment.
No, yeah. I don't think we should say. I think it'd be fair to say that the majority of girls who go on the Seeking Arrangement probably have daddy issues.
I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just kind of the way it goes.
A lot of us do in like some way. Like,
yeah. No, know, like
a little bit.
I've been lucky enough not to have daddy issues, so I can't really comment on that.
Me too.
Mommy issues.
Yeah. No mommy issues here. do you have any, I mean, aside from wealthy 28-year-olds, do you have any like particular type in males? Like, if he plays hockey, are you, your pants just off immediately, or what's your type?
I mean, he's a good hockey player.
Okay. You know. All the fucking all the bad guys are like, fuck, man.
Yeah, all the shit guys don't even listen to this right now. Let me try.
But I have to say, like, I do like a guy that's successful. Like, that's a turn on for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fair.
Have you by chance gotten with any like popular names? Like anyone that regular listeners would probably know in regards to sexual encounters by chance?
Hey, well, the really big names I've had to sign like non-disclosures. So I can't say that.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, I didn't know it was that serious. Totally yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. No, that's is that common? Like if you like get with a popular athlete per se, do you have to sign an NDA basically? Or like, how does that work?
I think it's becoming more popular. I think
for sure.
Check their identity. And then, you know, if there's any mishaps that happen, like they have no.
Like yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you. Me and Nathan actually just recently started making girls sign NDAs as well.
Yeah, there's not too many.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet, but maybe one day.
I think we're gonna have to start doing it just to protect my like.
That'd be a flex.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff I got to protect right now.
Yeah, so much.
Assets. We're gonna get into some more popular questions. What is the craziest place you've had sex?
Okay, so I did it like in a sex store.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
you go and do it, and, like test out the
or was it or like in it basically?
So it was in it. There was like kind of like a separate room in the back that had like old like porn tapes, which is really funny. But yeah, so wow. We like went in that back room and did it. And then I've also done it in an elevator, which is not
elevator is kind of hot.
That's actually fucking awesome.
Elevator. I don't know what it is about being in an elevator. There's just always so much sexual tension in there.
100%.
Yeah.
It's a fun challenge.
But the problem with elevators is that there's often cameras in elevators, so it's like someone could be just watching you getting a free trial right now.
I personally wouldn't care. I would give them a free show no matter what.
Yeah, that's fair.
That adds to the risk of it.
That's exactly. Actually, yeah. You're right. Hotter that way. Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, that's crazy. What about like what's the craziest thing you've been asked to do in the bedroom? Or like, we know like guys like to get freaky over sex things somehow. So like, what's the craziest thing someone said to you over text or in person or both? Tell us both.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to my sugar daddy. He wanted me to give him head while going through a drive-thru.
That'd be fucking hilarious. That's actually
fucking hot.
I just didn't want to make the like person uncomfortable. That was my big thing.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it. I've given roadhead before, but not through a drive-thru.
Good. I don't know if I'd be able to respect
out of
give it.
Yeah, out of 10, how would you rate how difficult it is to give roadhead? Like 10 being the hardest.
Oh, I think it's easy. Like, I mean, other than the fact that you're kind of terrified that they're going to crash, but
I guess so. No more excuses for the females who say, "Oh no, it's too hard." Say
it's too hard.
No, like you just do it.
I've had plenty of excuses. They just say that it's too difficult. They're like, you know, things happen.
The middle console. If we hit train tracks, you know, could hurt.
A lot of
both.
Stuff going on here.
Oh my god! No, there's no excuses there. Just
I like it.
It.
I like the no excuses here.
Okay, well, for our male listeners, like William, as well as us too, what makes a guy good in the bedroom and what can really hinder a male's performance in the sheets?
Okay, well, first off, like I will not have sex with a guy unless he goes down on me first. Like if a guy refuses to go
down on me. It's a big thing, yeah.
Wow, that's actually huge. Because there's a lot of guys out there, like I know a lot of dudes who hate that for whatever fucking reason. I don't personally, but a lot of guys
just
do.
Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there if anyone listening. So that's like a huge no. If he's like, no, you're just like, I'm walking out.
No, because like that's, I don't know, the easiest way for me to orgasm. So like if he's not going down.
I think that's with most girls though, if I'm being honest. Like I don't think there's too many girls who like can't, from what I've been told, I've had people tell me that giving head is like the way to better sex. It's like a gateway. You know how marijuana is a gateway drug?
Is it though?
Giving girls head is a gateway to better sex.
Well, here's a fun fact. Only like 7% of girls can come from penetration. So
you say 7%?
7%.
Huh.
Damn, that explains a lot.
Yeah. That's a stat I wish I knew 2 years ago. Fuck.
God damn.
Another thing, I think guys need to get better at like telling girls what to do in bed. Like, I don't know. Hookups can be awkward.
I think that's a confidence thing though. Like if you're like, if you kind of know your mojo in the bedroom, you're gonna figure it out regardless. It's just kind of, you know, if you're a pussy or not.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's funny too, because me and Nathan have a segment called Love Language where that was honestly basically kind of like the piece of advice that you would have just given us. But last week or our last podcast, I even said that like the other way around too. I said, girls, like don't be afraid to tell guys what you want. And you said it's the same for the other way around too. Eh? Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It is if you like things done a certain way, like then tell me. Yeah. Like please don't just like sit there like a dead fish or like you're a fucking sex doll. Like that's just not fun for either of us. So
yeah, it goes both ways. You gotta be vocal. Like
glad we're on the same page.
If the girl's just laying there, tell her to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely done that. So as a feet guy myself, I basically have to ask, have you ever sent feet pics?
I have actually.
Oh. Keep it time to us quick.
Yeah.
It was a guy off of Seeking Arrangement that was super into it and like wanted me to wear leggings with heels and then take the heels off and like videotape the whole thing.
And oh, how much did you make for this show?
It was only 300, but I felt like that was still worth it.
I can only 300. I can throw in a Minimal Filters hat for the same thing.
We'll give you a sticker once they come in, and a hat, maybe even a shirt.
Okay, yeah, here.
We're on the subject of like crazy DMs and like crazy requests. Like,
of course.
I had a guy message me that he'd pay me $10,000 to take his virginity.
That was me.
It's my burner account.
My burner account.
Me and like, I was scared to do it because what if he's like going to murder me? But this guy was not bad looking. I'm like, just go find a normal girl and like, I'm sure she'll gladly take your virginity.
Yeah.
That does sound like a serial killer story, though.
$10,000 just, that seems suspicious. Seems like some Ted Bundy kind of shit.
There was this guy that like messaged me that he made a bet with his friend that, like, I wouldn't do this. So I'm like, okay, well, what is it? And he's like, well, if you'll sit on his face in leggings, we'll give you $25,000.
Yeah, this is what I mean by girls have it fucking so easy sometimes if they're willing to do some crazy shit. That's not even crazy.
I would do that in a heartbeat if some guy told me to do that.
What if I get murdered? Like, but I was actually getting like close to asking if I could bring a guy friend with me as like a bodyguard.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's fair.
I had a guy friend that was like all for it. Like he was
protect the merchandise. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I just have a follow up to the feet. Question. Have you ever sucked on toes? Because I've heard that's making a comeback right now.
I hope it's making a comeback.
No, I have not. I've had guys suck on my toes, which
as they should.
Okay, yeah,
as they should.
That's just like, as good of an answer.
I mean, it doesn't really do anything for me. I find like the big thing guys want in bed is like fingers up their ass.
Whoa. Wow.
See, so that's one thing I cannot attest
to. That's something, I personally haven't experienced.
But yeah, and I draw the line there, but I've also had guys ask me to peg them with like a dildo, like where
No.
So how, like, I guess I'm kind of just speechless right now. Like, what kind of, are these all like sugar daddy guys or like, are some of these like just regular hookups that just ended up having super weird kinks?
No, like this, the one that wanted me to wear a dildo and peg him, like it wasn't even like, we weren't even talking about hooking up. It was like pretty random. And this guy played lacrosse at Harvard and it was on
typical
Tinder.
Yeah, typical guy like getting pegged in the ass.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? Like, I don't even know how we got on the subject. We weren't even talking about hooking up.
That's fucking hilarious because like, now that you mentioned Harvard and lacrosse, and then getting pegged in the ass in the same sentence, it honestly couldn't make sense any other way.
Yeah. Honestly, if you said like this guy, he plays lacrosse and he likes getting pegged in the ass, I would probably assume he goes to Harvard.
Yeah.
Like that's my initial assumption.
That's hilarious. Let's say hypothetically, if I'm at a bar or a club, what would be the best thing I could do to like get your attention? And then hopefully if all goes well, end up bringing you home with me.
Okay, so this is actually kind of a recent thing that happened that I did not know this existed, but at National, there's like a secret bar that you go through the kitchen and it's upstairs.
We've been there a couple times. I've luckily been there a couple times, so.
Okay, so this guy, like, I do this thing where like, if I want a guy to come up to me, I go sit off like by myself, like away from my friends, because like guys are more comfortable coming up to you if you're not—
Very
like,
true.
Smart. Very smart.
So I'll just like go sit by myself and like chill and like make eye contact with a guy if I wanted to come over to me, or like, you know, some creeps come up to me, whatever.
I'm definitely using this fucking strategy
100%.
So this guy came up to me and he was like, oh, me and my buddies are going upstairs to the secret bar. And I didn't know the secret bar existed. So I was like curious. I was like, who is this guy? Like, I don't know. It like piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. So I follow him up to this bar and like, we just talked the whole night, and like actually it was a quiet place to talk. So I guess my advice would be like, okay, don't do this too early in the night, because then you're gonna have to buy your drinks the entire night. But like, don't wait to the end of the night, because then they're gonna be like, well, obviously he's just trying to get me in bed.
A lot of our listeners are gonna like that, because a lot of people are broke just like us. So
yeah, exactly. So you don't want to like be buying them drinks the entire night, but you have to make her feel like a little bit special and like take her off and like talk to her, ask her questions about herself. And then she feels like she is like kind of yours for the night. She's going to want to keep hanging out with you and go home with you.
That's actually, I like that. So like one thing that you kind of just mentioned that I've never once ever thought about is that timing actually matters on when you ask a girl to just go for like, just hang out during that time of the night. If it's too early, it's like,
when like the lights come on and you're like trying to rush and find something to bring home.
You're like, yeah, right at the very end.
I actually never thought about timing. Cause I mean, I've been to like, there's been nights where I'll be like fucking nothing to do the whole entire day, start pre-drinking at like 12 and get to the bars like 6 and then just start guns a-blazing. I think looking back at it now, that was definitely way too early. There's also been times where it's like, yeah, lights go on in the basement at fucking 2 a.m. I'm like, okay, who am I going to try to take home now?
She's making us look at going out as a very, like from a very strategical standpoint right now. Which is very fucking smart. And like, I have never been smart enough to do any of this, but now every time I go to a bar, I'm going to sit by myself until someone comes and buys me drinks.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll put a wig on and stick my ass out. Fuck damn. That's actually really good advice.
Yeah. I have a serious question. What is your middle name? And then also the two names that come before and after that.
How about a threesome instead?
Oh, okay. Well,
fine. I mean, I guess.
I mean, you convinced me.
I didn't see that one going there, but I'm glad we asked that question.
I'm glad we're in. I think that concludes our questions, because I'm really nervous right now.
Yeah. We actually do only have one question left. And did you have any questions that you had ready for us if you wanted to get them out now? Because we only have one question left before we're done here.
Okay. Well, how about you ask me the question and then we'll like circle back to it.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is our favorite question to ask. We're going to ask it until the day we die, I think, but does size matter?
I would say yes and no. So
what the fuck? What does yes and no mean?
It's a 50. If it's okay, this is my thinking on it. Well, like I guess feeling on it. If it's too big, then you almost like go numb and it like hurts up in the beginning. But if they're too small, then you don't feel it. So you need like a nice happy medium.
What's the preferred range? Like, are we talking like three?
No,
3 to 7.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, before you answer, I'm just gonna guess. I think, from what I've heard from a couple of girls now asking the same question, I feel like the go-to would be probably like,
I think it's 5 to 7.
I was gonna say 5.5 to 6.75.
Yeah, I would say around 6. So like, I'm pretty tall, like I'm close to 5'11". So I'm good with like long, but I don't like it super thick, if that makes sense.
Girthy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the girth.
Yeah. Like, so right. I don't mind if I'm like bottoming out on it, but if it's really thick, then like, it feels like numb. Like,
we're gonna chalk this one up as a no, though, just to give us points for death size matter.
As a no, we're gonna say no.
As long as it's above 4, guys, let's go. Yeah, with that.
You guys heard it from her. Heard it here above first. 3, it's completely fine.
Female excess. If it's above 2.5, you're good to go.
Oh fuck!
All right, that concludes our questions. Do you have anything for us?
Oh my goodness.
Sorry to put you on the spot. It's not like we've been doing an interview for the last 20 minutes or anything like that.
Yeah. I'm so bad at asking questions. I'm better at telling stories than asking questions.
Oh, well,
you're pretty good at that.
I'll tell you what, if you can think of questions, you can ask us privately off audio, and then we can get back to talking about that threesome you mentioned earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Female
X. I'm sure a lot of our fans will like it. What is your name though?
You can't ask me that.
All right.
That interview was brought to you by our pals over at Good Under Pressure. Are you sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti or vandalism in and around your community? Say no more. Good Under Pressure has the best graffiti solutions on the entire planet. Their eco-friendly products work on numerous surfaces and help them get back looking better than ever. Check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click on Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure, not only their name, but also the way they do business. And fuck, I hate messing up address.
You You've been relatively good lately.
I've been good, but
just
for
just so everyone knows, he fucked up the shoddy one six times before we were before we put you. It in.
No, it was once.
Plus five, probably.
Man, I actually haven't had to redo an ad all fucking year, I don't think.
It's that okay, man. Hey, I think it's just because you're super sick.
Sick as fuck, yeah.
Or being a pussy.
Nah, I'm just making sure both.
Yeah, that was Female X. That was fun. I think if people like that, we're going to continue to bring her on kind of as an anonymous one.
Also, go spray paint Female X across the city.
I still don't get why people, I haven't seen excessive amounts of spray paint around the city of Calgary. Or everywhere, quite honestly. Like
fucking spray paint Minimal Filters. Maybe don't do that.
Don't. You know what? You can do that, but we didn't tell you to do it.
Someone go spray paint. Someone
do it on the Calgary Tower so everyone sees it.
Spray paint our new logo.
I don't know. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Are people good enough with spray paint to do that?
I don't know. Have we even mentioned our new logo?
We don't have to. People see how sick it is everywhere.
It's fucking, well, shout out Kevin Montrass because he made the sickest fucking logo for us. That you go on our Instagram.
Shout out, it is.
It's on pods.
Just quick, Kale, I don't know. I know you're not the brightest guy, but if anyone's listening to our podcast, they're going to see the new logo.
I forgot about that. I guess you do see it on Apple.
Yeah. Good shout out. Definitely Kevin Montrath did a phenomenal job at it. Kale is just, he's having a tough day, I think. I think his brain.
I'm run down.
Yeah. His brain ain't working as well. I don't know what to tell you.
Anyways, back to Female X.
What about her? What do you want to talk about?
How fucking awesome was that?
It was awesome. I mean, she was, honestly, she told us before, she was like, if this sucks, like, you guys don't have to do it or anything. And we're like, okay, we'll see where it goes. But she killed it, as always. She was very fun. And I think the best part about her being an anonymous is that she can quite literally just let it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, like, you know, this might be Minimal Filters, but there's no filter there.
Yeah, just, good one, Bill. Just like how it's anonymous on our fucking Get Burned. You guys can be absolute fucking assholes, which you can't. There was a couple of you that were last time.
I don't know. That's a good segue. Good job.
Thanks.
Let's, like you said, we're going to read our own. But I just want to shout out our haters. Like I've said before, our haters make this podcast legit. I was looking at our reviews on Apple Podcasts. We've been getting some more 5 stars, which I like. Guys, enough with the 1 stars. We got enough.
Yeah.
We got enough for us to be a legit podcast. In case you didn't know, we're in the top 100 comedy podcasts of Canada. So how's that?
Yeah. There's actually only 103.
How about you suck? How about you suck on my arm? Like, that's so stupid, man.
Well, actually, it's like the top 100 in
Canada. Oh, and did we just start?
I think we actually did. We just started. So being top 100 out of about, like, it was like 14,000, which is insane.
I think it's up there. It's definitely up there. All right. Get Burnt.
Wouldn't be possible unless it was for you guys, though, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, fans. Mainly the haters, though. You guys make it legit because you guys talk about it.
Yeah, fuck the fans. We like the haters.
Yeah, fuck the fans. But we also like the haters talk about us more, though. Like, I find I've had more people say, like, yeah, this guy was talking about your podcast and he doesn't think it's legit. And it's like, well, if he's talking about it, it's fucking legit.
Doesn't that one saying where it's like, if you had a good experience, there'll be one other person who gets told, but if you had a bad experience, you'll tell 3 people.
Yeah. So should we start making this podcast shit on purpose?
Should say yes, just in case people think it is shitty. Like, oh, yeah.
For sure. We're going to make it shit. Yeah.
We have been.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Get Burnt. Let's get our feelings hurt.
I'm not ready. I'm ready. Like I said, I'm having like a little bit.
Who's
of a bad
first?
Day.
Is it Rose Kale? So you're reading your own.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Or just gonna go
dude,
like,
you should see how long this. There's one really long one there.
I don't want to read. I don't want to read that. I'm not reading that yet until I get there. Okay. The first one says okay.
Sick. How about you shut the hell up, whoever that was.
Second roast. Oh, are we gonna go me and then you? We'll switch back and forth.
No. You can just read all yours. Okay. It's all good.
Second one, does Kale actually think that mashed potatoes have gluten in them? Last time I checked, there's no fucking flour in mashed potatoes. Maybe a script is a good idea.
We should probably script our entire podcast. Remember there was the one podcast that you said that mashed potatoes had gluten.
It was after your shower thought I commented. Okay, well that actually fucks me up because I could have sworn there was gluten in potatoes.
I would just give up that claim right now. I really would give it up as soon as possible.
Oh, burp, excuse me. I mean, I don't know what gluten really is. Fuck. All right. The next roast is Meow. Huh?
Man, I think...
They call me a pussy? Probably.
There's a lot on here. Yeah, just go ahead.
You are dumb and stupid and you smell.
Pretty accurate.
That's what I mean by words hurt.
That's pretty accurate.
It's so the spelling is so wrong, but I know that that person actually meant all 3 of those things.
That's pretty accurate, though.
Kale was probably bricked up the entire time Zobin was there. No.
Proof?
No.
Do you have proof?
No.
Do you have proof?
No. Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
Okay, sorry.
Kale stands up to White because he loves being tall so much. I like that. But no. Well, one, I do like being tall. Two, I don't actually stand to White.
He just sits when he pees. That's probably the...
I do. Yeah. And I will admit, I don't care what people say. Admittedly, there's a lot of times where I'll sit when I pee just because, you know, comfort. Standing while you pee is like a thing you do when you're drunk. If you're sober and you want to be comfortable, you can sit down when you pee. Don't judge. This one's long as fuck, and I feel like it's going to be really painful. His nickname should be String Bean, you fucking stretch. If you were any taller, I'd expect to see you in a zoo biting the leaves off of trees with the rest of your giraffe friends. The entire podcast, Kale tries to say clever things or sound like he has at least a single neuron firing in his brain, but then follows it up with the dumbest explanation I've ever heard. If you searched up ugliest looking squirrel in the world, you could make a clear comparison. Easily the least funny person, but funniest looking person I've ever met. Washed up, LOL. Dude.
Washed up. Which one, what word from that do you think hurt the most? There's a lot in there.
I'm not reading anymore.
Which one do you think was the worst? I would say if I was in your situation, actually all of it.
I don't like the one where it says the one single neuron, because that's just like they use science in this shit just to hurt me even more. Fuck that person.
What if you deserved it?
Bill, was that you?
I don't think I would put in that much effort. Okay,
actually fucking hurt a little bit.
All right. It's okay. Wow. It's okay. We're only, better not be worse you're, than you're that. Only one third of the way through, so you're fine. You're fine.
Man, fuck. Every time I look at Kale, I get really worried for a second because I wonder who's at home scaring the crows away from our crops. Bro, can we please stop?
Can
I take a break? Can you do some of yours now?
Yeah, we could do... Give you a break.
Give me a little break.
Okay. Five, yeah, okay. Man. We'll give you...
Do like five.
Yeah, okay.
I actually got a little more than you.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to read up to my really long one.
Well, that is long. Fuck.
Nathaniel, you are 5'5", and I'm taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't talk enough. I think that'd be sarcasm, right? Because I think I talk too much. Yeah.
But at least you know it's sarcasm.
Yeah, no.
Self-awareness.
I like being self-aware.
You're a self-aware queen.
If any of these people are right, I will admit it. If Sid the Sloth and an eagle had a baby, it would look like Nathan.
No way.
I thought you'd get
compared to Sid the Sloth, not you.
Yeah, I thought you were Sid the Sloth.
Suck on that one, buddy.
So I guess I'm... Did you have sex with an eagle?
No comment.
All right, this one's long. After this one, we'll transition back to you. This one actually kind of seems fucked up. If Nathan's parents came out and said they dropped him on his head when he was little, I could actually make sense of his life. Smart guy, dumbest fucking face in the world. I mean, let's get real here. When Nathan smiles, it's pretty hard not to punch him out. Stop acting like you're special. I would rather catch crabs and herpes. Have them for 20 years before a cure is found. And then the day I'm able to get the cure, I... get hit by a bus and die, then listen to you talk again. Stop advertising your virginity. Clearly, you're talking about your anal virginity. And you're just advertising it because you want to take one in the ass. This guy you've been looking for is sitting 4 feet away from you.
What?
Coward.
Yo, how do they know we literally sit 4 feet from each other?
This person's been in our apartment.
Hey, what the fuck?
That
was definitely the same person.
Whoever it was, they're good. They're good. damn. I think the one that really hurt for me there was smiling. They're going to punch me out if I smile. I mean, I'm a happy guy, so yeah. I'm usually smiling, which means people want to punch me in the face pretty often.
Man, that is... See, now I kind of feel better about myself because they just fucking tore into you.
This is good. All right. Keep it rolling. We actually have to talk about our feelings after this.
Yeah, 100%.
After
we cut,
you know when your feelings like get hurt, but you try to like act like they didn't.
Yeah.
So you get like that pit in your stomach.
That's us right now.
But you put a fake smile on. Quite literally exactly what's happening
right now. Right now, where it's like, how do you get through the day? Oh, fake it.
Yeah, fake it. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Every time I look at, I already read the one. My bad.
Yeah.
How's it being the third best podcaster that's been on the show? Who is the other? I don't know who
they are. I think they're just making fun of you for other people who've been on it.
Well, that was close to being good.
Who do you think is second?
Mm, Probably
Zobin.
Lex for Zobin.
Lex was good. Lex was really smooth.
Not Shibes. It's probably Shibes who wrote this. And he was like, I'm the best. If Kale is 6'5", why does he get so drunk after 3 beers?
It is true. You'll have a few beers and then you're like, man, I'm feeling it. I'm like, what?
Man, why? I'll admit, if it's like a long day, I swear to fucking God, just half of a beer, I don't feel it, but I just can, that relaxes me. Half a beer can relax me. And then sure, 3 beers, I can get a little buzz going. But then the stage from 3 beers to 12 beers, not much changes. But after that fucking 13th or like the end of the night, I become an absolute liability.
Yeah. All right.
The stages of my drinking is really weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're just lightweight, so you can just sum it up to
I'm
that.
Not. I'm not. I would admit if I was, but I'm not a lightweight. You can't know, be 6'5".
Hey, have you ever heard of self-awareness? How about you try that? How about you try that, buddy?
This person said I faked at least 2 orgasms. Okay.
Okay, how many did you not fake then?
Yeah, how's that's the real question.
How's that? Yeah, suck on that one.
Bitch. I wonder who that was. All right, maybe I'll ask around. You look like the kid in special ed class that puts crayons up his nose. That's just rude.
Were you?
No.
I don't think I ever did that.
But it's kind of funny because when I went to Indus School, there was a special ed program that was called Peak. And then when I left Indus School, I went to Okotoks and entered a program called Peak. But it wasn't the same.
It was a secret special ed program.
I swear to God, it wasn't the same.
It's undercover.
You punched your side mirror off your truck in grade 12 because you didn't get what you wanted. You are spoiled. That's fucking ironic as shit because I literally watched that video today. Yeah, I'll admit, I was mad. I had a really bad day that day. Nathan, you were even with me, so you can attest to it.
Yeah.
It was a really awkward car ride to a school because I was just fucking mad the whole time.
It's okay.
Got out of my truck, slammed my door, and literally sucker-bombed my mirror, clean off my truck.
I think I told you this today, but the scariest part about that is I tried talking to you on that car ride, but you just were dead straight center, focused on the road.
So
and then
mad.
Even when we got back to school after practice, we were sitting there for a minute, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to head in. And then you got out first and just punched your mirror off. And then I was still in your truck, and I was like, all right, I think it's time for me to leave. So I just walked away.
And then I actually had to go to the fucking gym office and get glass taken out of my knuckle.
That's what happens when you don't get what you want, I guess.
I was so mad, dude. Holy
Do you want... I can go for a few.
Yeah, you go
here.
A couple more.
Okay. Blonde hair, 5'8". We got a few poems here. Okay. Blonde hair, 5'8", fragile ego, questionably straight.
That's
very good. fragile ego, yes. Questionably straight, no. 5'8", no. Blonde hair, yes.
I love this.
So 1 for 4. So suck on that. Nathan, not Nathaniel. You should know him by name. You don't remember him from Tinder. What a shame. Accurate. I swear to God, I'm always on Tinder.
These are actually so sick.
We got two more? Three more poems. I'll finish all the poems. Mm-hmm. All right. Can't walk the walk. Don't listen to him talk. Only thing mentioned is how he rocks a small cock. The only thing I got from that one is rocks. So how's that?
Who the fuck did these?
I mean, here's the thing, is you can say that, but you said rocks, which means he rocks
say
it.
Rocks.
It's all about the motion
rocks,
in the ocean.
But it does say rocks, a small cock.
So. Yeah, how's that feel? Kale hits the gym while you're looking kind of slim, guessing more ways than one, you look up to him.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Know I'm bigger muscle-wise, so we can just talk about that
but
another time.
You're 5'5", so what else do you have?
I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'm literally 6'3", so.
Okay. I was when I was 14.
All right, last poem here. From what you've heard about me, you probably think I'm a bitch. From the rumors, scandals, and slurs, but maybe after hearing this wonderful pitch, you'll realize I'm actually just the one with minimal filters. That didn't hurt me at all.
Man, that's sick.
That was cool.
I actually love. Whoever did this, please message me and tell me because I might need you for an assignment.
Oh, and then they also said, I guess, they said you're welcome after. So they obviously, someone did all of these, I think.
Yeah, it's all in one response.
Oh,
see the spaces between?
That's fucking dope. Well. Yeah, whoever did that was fucking awesome.
Kale,
go
wrap.
Ahead. You can finish yours. Wrap yours up here.
All right. Okay. Nathan's cool. Kale sucks.
I wrote that one.
Really?
No. But whoever it is, they're fucking awesome, obviously.
Kale's the guy who thinks he's always the center of attention when in reality, everyone just wondering why the fuck his neck is so abnormally long. Man, maybe it actually is long because I've heard it before, but I always think maybe they're just joking. And I always it used to kind of hurt me a little bit. Like, Yeah, I'm tall. I should have a long neck. I have long everything. But I didn't realize that until this fucking get burned segment that everyone just knows.
It might be actually abnormally long, everyone sees, which is fine. Huh. It's totally fine.
Like I said, I'd rather have a long neck than no neck. So fuck all you no necks out there. Kale looks like a skinny middle finger that has an uneven nail with hair growing out of it, and his personality reminds me of the kid in high school that thinks he's super liked, but he actually is the most disliked person, and everyone knows it, but him. So he walks around like he's top shit when he is shit. Man, if that had one comma in it, I would understand it a lot better, but I think I get the point.
Yeah, so. Hit him back with the fucking commas, attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
You can just say that one hurt. I can tell in your face. Obviously it did.
It's one of those things where it's like, I'm too...
You're pretending.
I'm pretending.
You're getting defensive right now.
I was popular in high school, okay? Fuck you guys. Last one for me. Shave the part of your mustache that's right under your nose, you head. Have you ever shaved a mustache properly before? Go watch some YouTube videos, you fucking rookie.
Nice.
That was sick.
Yeah. I like that one because I don't like your mustache. So
you're actually the only person who's ever said anything bad about it. Everyone else likes
it. I have an extremely hard time believing that.
I don't care. Legit. No one has said they hate this except for you and this person, which is probably you. One other person did. And it was one of our biggest fans. So that really
all right. Happened. Your voice. I'll finish mine up here. Your voice sounds depressing half the podcast. Duh. Stupid fuck thing. Your mother should have swallowed you. Ouch.
See, that never makes sense though. That never makes sense because obviously you weren't swallowable because you weren't in the mouth in order to have children.
I think they just mean I'm not going to put this in a context with my mother. So you can't roast something that's perfect.
Aww.
Kale's cool. Nathan sucks. What the fuck? What is this shit? The type of guy to stand there while his friends are all in a fight. That actually happened one time.
This sounds personal.
Me and Jason were chilling using the Wi-Fi at 7-Eleven because we just were.
Did he tell a story on the...
I don't know. No, I don't think so. And then, some guy came out and I said, like, him and his girlfriend looked like they didn't look sober. So I was like, hey, guys, like, how's your night going? And they're
said.
It's good. So I talked to them, like, both of them for, like, 10 minutes. And then I finally, we're going back to both of our cars and I kind of say, like, hey, guys, if I see you guys out again, like, we'll say hi to you guys because they're pretty chill. And this guy goes, what the fuck did you say to my girl? And he comes up to our car and we're just sitting in Jason's car. We're like, what are you doing, man? And he literally like throws a punch at Shibes and then pulls him out of his car. And I'm just sitting there in shock in the passenger seat. Totally didn't realize it. And then he like, Shibes got him good with his cast. And then Shibes finally goes, get out of here, Bailey. And I was like, oh shit, I probably should. So sorry, Jason.
Shibes was wearing a cast?
Yeah.
Oh.
We actually both were. But yeah, so this guy was like, I'm going to fight you. And I was like, okay, man, like fucking relax, buddy. All right.
So that was probably
accurate. Whoever put that one in was straight up.
Right, one more Bills.
All right. Nathan looks like a skinhead that hasn't hit puberty and his only personality trait is making sure everyone is aware his blue eyes. He has blue eyes and that he knows he's short. I'm not short, man.
Fucking tiny.
He's extremely egotistical. Yes. And it's clearly to try and hide his own insecurities he has for himself, which is fair because I'd be super insecure if I was him too. That entire, like all those sentences is just straight facts. Good for them. They saw right through my fake smile. And,
they saw right through your pretty blue eyes.
and my douchebag persona. Good for them. All right, I'll read the first podcast one. We're going to have to speed this up.
Okay.
I don't even follow you guys. 430 followers, pussies. My coochie could get 1,000 a day and you'd be one of them.
I mean, I hope I'm one of the first out of 1,000 because I don't want that fucking those diseases running around.
Personally, I mean, that sucks for you. Why would you have...
What do you mean 430 followers?
I mean, that's pretty good.
Count to 430 out loud and each time you say a number, think of a new follower.
Yeah, how's that?
How's that?
New fan.
You guys are ignorant. Why are you shaming uncut penises?
Because they suck? I don't know. What a stupid question.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe get a fucking cut.
Maybe get fixed up. That. You can get it done. You can easily get it done.
You can even be 20.
Yeah.
We actually know a guy who was 20 years old and got it done.
Not a roast, but love the pod, fellas. Thanks, whoever this was. I'll probably kiss you or something. Thanks, how's that?
I'd rather tie my hands and feet together and try to swim across the fucking Atlantic than listen to this garbage.
You wouldn't be able to do that. You would die. There's no way you'd be able to make it. So that's a stupid comment.
Oh, that's their point. I'd rather die.
Oh.
Yeah, that's uncalled for. I don't know if there's actually easier ways to to go around listening to her podcast. Death isn't the answer.
All right. Listening to your podcast makes me feel like I'm the only girl at a party and you're the group of guys that is sitting there talking about making a podcast while I sit there waiting for someone to realize I want to get dick down.
DM me. Let me know. I'll make sure you're
you single.
I mean, that's kind of fair because I'm pretty sure we were at a bar one time drunk with a group of guys talking about making a podcast.
Done this probably multiple times.
And I'm sure there was a couple girls sitting there by themselves trying to get dick down. All right. Hey, you know what? That's the case. Just come over and talk to us because, you know, we're famous podcasters now. So don't be shy. Come tell us you love us.
Read the next one.
Brown was a weird color to use for the promo of this segment.
What? It's purple. I'm pretty sure it's purple.
It is purple.
It's extremely purple. Whatever. Oh, maybe they meant it's shit.
No.
I don't know.
They're just colorblind.
I don't think they're that smart. Maybe they're not smart.
Somebody just found out they're colorblind. All right.
If I wanted to kill myself, I'd climb up to your ego and jump down your IQ level. My IQ level is actually above my ego. I did a test. So how's that?
Is there a test for egos?
Yeah.
I don't know about mine. I'm just like, you know.
Do you think your ego is above your IQ level?
Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have a low IQ. I'm a pretty intelligent guy, but my ego is pretty high too.
Yeah.
So, I guess go ahead, kill yourself, whoever said that.
Yeah, fuck you.
Just kidding. My favorite part about the pod is Kale. Mostly because he pretends to actually contribute. What did I just say? Contribute to the pod when we all know he doesn't do anything. Keep on grinding, Nathan. You got everyone rooting for you and your mutilated penis.
It had me in the first half, I'm not going to lie.
It's like that one I read last time where it's like, you have a great future behind you. And I'm like...
Wait a second. Did they actually comment us? No. That ain't how it works. All right. Thank you. That was Get Burnt.
There's one more.
There is one more?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just sucks?
Yeah. It's a good way to end it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Kale.
Yes?
Why'd you go on a 3-day bender?
Man, I didn't mean to. So one of our friends left for a while on Thursday, and it was her last night in the city. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just go and have a couple drinky poos at this fun bar. I'm not going to say the bar's name because we'll talk about it a different time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ended up fucking just not actually spending a lot of money, but it was a fun fucking time. So I'm like, you know what? Might as well have a couple drinks. There's free drinks there, so I grabbed a couple. That was Thursday. Friday, I don't even know what we did Friday. What did we do? What was my bender on?
You just ended up going and drinking at our buddy's place.
Oh, yeah. And I got pretty intoxicated again. And then Saturday, I mean, it's Saturday, so everyone has to. But then I forgot that, holy fuck, I have 4 assignments due on Tuesday. Didn't end up getting half of them done until literally 12 a.m. And now I have finals in 2 days and next week that I haven't studied for. So one piece of advice from this little conversation is just... have fun.
I never call you out on this podcast for anything, but that didn't answer the question is why you did it. You just went on a story about everything that happened, but why?
Why? I got a rubber arm, Bill.
Okay, that's better. That's all I asked.
It's actually fucking bad. My arm is completely rubber, and if one person twists it, the rest know they can.
Yeah, you can twist a rubber arm. I was just thinking like a dangly arm. So like, I'm going to quickly go into a couple weekends ago. So, like, I don't know if it's, like, global warming or the pandemic, but, like, everyone's getting dumber as shit lately. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example as to why.
Please do.
I was at the club a couple of weeks ago, still rocking my sweet mustache, by the way. Mm. I had a couple people tell me, like, they're like, oh, like, those are nice tattoos you got on your arm. In fact, one lady, like, grabbed my arm and, like, opened it up to, like, look at it. She goes like, those are nice. And like, being the comedian that I am, I mean, I told them, I go, they're actually fake. And she goes, oh, no way. They look so real. Are those the temporary ones you order online? And I mean, like, I get it. Like, if you have a couple drinks, like, you're going to be more gullible, but like, my upper arm of like tattoos does not look fake.
Yeah. That's
like,
true.
it looks like you're starting a sleeve basically. Right. Which is what I'm doing. But
yeah,
but like, moral of the story is like, how the fuck are people dumb enough to think that they would actually
You can
be
tell
fake?
A difference. And honestly, to me, the biggest difference is that the fake ones are insanely sharp because they're fresh and just put on there. Yeah. Real tattoos have fade.
Have like you seen fade. People with fake ones? Like the ones like that are meant to actually look.
I don't think I have.
Like real
other
ones?
Than on pictures and like Pinterest and shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Moral of the story is like, global warming is making people dumber.
I don't know if it's global warming or just that might have been a stupid person.
Nah.
You can't say that. One person.
This one person describes the IQ of the entire world, and
okay,
there it is.
Was it it was a girl, you said?
Yeah, but no discrimination. No, she was like a 40-year-old woman, so just my type.
So was she hot?
Yeah.
Why'd you say no 4 seconds ago?
I don't know. I'm a modest guy.
I can't talk to you.
I stay humble. Also, I just want to go, my biggest moral dilemma that I've kind of been going through, it's about every morning when we're here in our apartment is, and when you're sleeping, do I crack the ice tray or do I not? Because if I don't, we don't have a sufficient amount of ice for the day. But if I do, I pose the risk of waking you up. Yeah. And we both know how grumpy you are when you wake up.
It's actually fucked because like before moving downtown, I was always a morning guy. I'd wake up, immediately go to bed, even go work out first thing in the morning at, like back at the farm. Here, man, when I wake up, I cannot leave my bed for at least half an hour because I know that as soon as I just walk out here, my fucking school day starts. And I just don't like that.
Yeah.
And even like, was it yesterday or this morning? I walk out here, looked at you all grumpy and you're like, why are you an absolute zombie for the first hour?
That was this morning. And you literally this morning, I just heard you grunt for probably the first 2 minutes. Like you would like all I could hear for like, I didn't hear anything besides footsteps and.
That's a Minecraft character I'm trying to do. Nah, I was fucking pissed. But I don't know. I was also not feeling great. Like I said,
just
I'm a
cheer
little
up, man.
Sicky.
How the fuck is that? I'm play some like, make your ringtone like Michael Bublé or something, like some happy music.
Oh, fuck. The problem with that is I made my ringtone bird chirping 2 years ago and I didn't wake up to it.
That's fucked up. That's
like,
what that is.
I like falling asleep to noise. Like I actually fall asleep to a fan and a rain machine. So, you know, I can sleep.
Another good story. You got anything else?
Yeah. I wanted to re-mention our interview with Sheila Mack. It is now on YouTube. I want to post the video on our YouTube just so we get more traction.
I don't think
page.
We legally can. Like
she told us to. She literally told us
for trademark purposes.
She literally told us to. She literally said, well, I'll send you a link. Or I'll send you
we can talk about this after, but
I'm posting on our YouTube.
Okay, you fucking do that, man.
But go watch it. If I'll post like a link or like a little picture on Instagram about like what it is. Because, yeah, it was actually a lot of fun.
It was a very serious interview. We tried to like loosen her up. You know, like,
it was us being more serious.
Get her in the minimal filters tone, but she ran it pretty well. Very good questions. And I felt like an adult. So,
hell yeah.
Okay, let's close this up. Shower thought of the day.
Yes.
Would you like to start?
Sure. So I went home last week to grab a hockey stick. And while I was there, I saw my old dog, Casey, and my cat. And I was petting them and hanging with them for like an hour. And I kind of wondered, which ends up being my shower thought. Do you ever wonder what your pets name you? You think your pets have a name for you? Like what do you think your pets call you?
Human.
You think so? But there's more than one human. So it's like human.
Nah, just human.
Human A, human B.
They're all human.
Nah. Well, that's the question.
Oh, can you read their mind? No, but never. I don't give a shit what they think about me.
Oh, you don't give a shit about your pets.
I give some shits. not too many, especially this shit fucking one animal that we have.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah. All right.
That was my shower thought. I always wonder
fair
what
enough.
My pets
fair
name
enough.
Me.
That's why I've always like I don't know how they haven't been able to develop yet, but like the tool from the movie Up that the dogs have where you could like it can translate like what they're thinking.
The collar.
Yeah,
the
and I don't collar. Understand like
squirrel.
I mean, I get it's like, it's 2021, almost 2022. How has that not been invented yet? Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm not smart enough to do it, but there's got to be someone out there.
You think there would be for sure. I know what you mean.
I mean, like, I'd rather you guys focus on like, you know, important stuff like diabetes or like cancer and stuff like that. But like, I mean, I'm sure there's someone who could specialize
eventually
in this.
Eventually someone's got to figure something
yeah.
out.
Yeah. All right. My shower thought of the day. Since our gym was closed a couple weekends ago, I made the terrible decision to run stairs to, you know, sweat out my demons and the toxins. Hopefully,
my story,
yeah, hopefully to make my hangover better. It didn't, if anyone asking, it just made me extremely fucking dizzy. But as I was putting myself through torture, I thought to myself, you never stand backwards on stairs. You're always facing either up or down the stairs.
Huh. That's true.
No matter what way you're facing one of the ways that you can go.
You can walk backwards downstairs, but you're still facing upstairs.
Yeah. Howdy doodly. How do you like that?
You can never face backwards upstairs. Holy fuck.
You're welcome.
I actually really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. And it's funny because most of my shower thoughts, like they don't actually happen when I'm doing something. That one, I was literally doing the stairs and I was like, damn.
Huh.
But for anyone thinking of doing stairs, don't do it. Yeah. Also, it fucking sucks.
You got back in our apartment after doing that and you laid on the floor for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I couldn't move.
It was funny.
My head was spinning. Yeah. I was hungover.
I don't know why you would. Maybe just have like a hot shower that usually helps. Cold shower, hot shower.
My body's built different.
Yeah, clearly not.
All right. That's it.
That's all.
You got anything else to say?
Should we mention? No, not yet. Actually, next podcast, we got an announcement next podcast.
We got a lot of announcements coming up here, but we're going to save them.
Stay excited, though.
Stay excited. All right.
It's almost Christmas.
You're welcome, MFers.
Good luck in the finals, everybody.
Yeah. I guess.
This is a great podcast to listen to just to reduce some stress in between studying. So,
yeah. All right, guys. Have some fun. All right. Peace out.
Bye.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.